Good Erev Shabbos. This is Daniel Eisenberg with the Daily Aliyah for the Erev Shabbos double portion for Shishi and Shvi in this double parsha of Bahar B'Chukosai. And the last two Aliyos of Bahar B'Chukosai are essentially four Aliyos in a solo B'Chukosai. And upon the heels of the Tochicha, the admonition with all the blessings and curses that will befall the Jewish people for following the Torah mitzvos and going against them, respectively. So we have the last parak in Sefer Vayikra, which is really an interesting discussion. Seems to be mostly unrelated to what was just mentioned in Bahar and B'Chukosai. There's some connections, some overlap, but it starts off with halachos of arachin, which is translated as valuations. Arachin is where there's different types of arachin, but basically somebody takes upon himself to donate either his own value or even his own soul's value to Hekdesh. Now that sounds like a very interesting idea, that we're going to put a monetary value to a human being, and especially to a human being's nefesh or soul. I never actually learned Maseches Arachin yet. I'm not there yet. But just from my understanding from Rashi, from the Mefarsh, I mean just the basic psukim over here. So obviously, we're not giving an intrinsic value to a human or a soul. We're just saying, essentially, we need to evaluate one way or another how we're going. Right? Someone makes a pledge, a neder, to donate his value or his soul's value. So there are numbers given for his a person's value. That would be actually how he would be like sold as a slave over here. His person's soul, their value of their soul, it can't be their soul. A soul is absolutely priceless. So there are numbers given, right? And you know, the only differentiation is based on like age and gender, but meaning a person's value, how much of a Talmud Chacham they are, how kind they are, how strong they are, how good looking they are. Really none of these factors make any difference in the evaluation of the Archon of a person's nefesh, which at least on a superficial level demonstrates how clearly we really don't believe in this, you know, monetary value to souls. We give some numbers. Of course, I'm sure on a deeper level there's a lot of symbolism in here and the particular numbers and how much everything is worth. I'm sure there are multiple layers underneath, but just superficially this is something to gain from that. Then it gets into a discussion of something called tamura, which is substituting an animal for another animal. One animal is for a carbon, and then you want to use another animal, whether it's a better animal or a worse animal, but you want to, right, you dedicated one particular animal, you consecrated that, and then you say, actually, I want to bring a different one instead. For better or for worse, you can't do it. But if you do, then the other one also has to be consecrated. And then it gets into different types of chayrim, of really also consecration of hekdish, whether it's for ancestral heritages, fields, land, homes, how you evaluate them based on the years of Yovel as well. And then as we come closer to the end, it talks about consecrating animals, but it tells you that a bechor of an animal you cannot consecrate because that is actually a gift for the Kohen. And then it talks about Meiser Sheni and Meiser Behema. Meiser Sheni is in the 7-year Shemitah cycle, so in the first 6 years, so year 1, 2, 4, and 5, there you give Meiser Sheni 10% of the produce, where you bring that to Yerushalayim and eat it there. So the owner eats that, and also Meiser Behema is similar, that it's the 10th animal of a person's flock. He also that's brought as a korban and eaten in Yerushalayim. And then finally, it warns us again about tamura. Now the question is, what is all of this doing here? What's this discussion about? And a person makes an interesting comment. He says that you know, this is dafka not included in the tochacha, because a lot of these laws mentioned here are nedavos. They're optional. They're voluntary offerings, and so they're not going to be, you know, included in the tochacha. Meaning, of course, there are procedures here as well, but it's kind of outliers in a sense. But I think that even just bigger picture of all of Sefer Vayikra, this is how we end, Because really, Vayikra, it's a much longer discussion, but Vayikra really is centered around one main story. As we mentioned a couple of times, there are very few narratives in Sefer Vayikra, but one of the main ones is in Parsha Shmini, the death of Nadab and Avihu, which we mentioned multiple times, and we recall obviously in Acharimos, but even in Emor when we talk about the Avelus of Kohanim, that it's all about Nadab and Avihu. And Nadab and Avihu, they did something seemingly beautiful, seemingly with beautiful intentions, wanting to contribute to the Torah, to Mitzvos, and bring a korban that they weren't supposed to bring. And of course, we're being told here that, you know, first of all, there are plenty of, you know, there's plenty of mitzvahs that Hashem did command. There's plenty that Hashem told us to do that we have to do. If you want to do, you know, volunteer something, you want to do a voluntary offering, you want to do nedavos, generous, you know, donations. So that, there is a place for that. After all the Torah and mitzvahs, after you keep all the laws halachically, you know, on par, then there are nedavos you can offer. But even those, says the Torah over here, those have specific rules. You can't just, you know, it's not a free-for-all. And, I, you know, of course, Nadav and Avihu, so in particular, Nadav's name is a demonstration of this Nadav, right? He is wanting to give nedavos. Not in the darshan of Avihu's name now, but also I think it connects to their general theme. But Nadav is giving nedavos. And the Torah tells us over here that, first of all, Torah, halacha, kiddusha, as we say. So which is why immediately after Nadav and Avihu passed away, so then we learn all about kiddusha, about what you can eat and what you cannot eat. And then when you're tummy, what you can touch, what you cannot touch, what you can do, what you cannot do, whom a person may marry, whom a person may not marry. It's that there are specific guidelines. And then there's, and those guidelines, you're bound by those guidelines. Guidelines with a tochacha. There are blessings if you keep those guidelines, and there are curses if you don't. And then after that, we can talk about volunteer offerings. After that, we can talk about hektish and chayrim and things like that. But even those have procedures. Even those have halachic details that we have to follow carefully. And with that, we finish Sefer Vayikra, and we finish the first sefer of the daily aliyah. Chazak, chazak, minis chazek. Have a beautiful Shabbos.